We have over 150 different student clubs at UVM, so you're bound to find something that you're interested in, whether it's the Outing Club, which is the largest club on campus. They do various field trips on the weekends to the New England area to go backcountry skiing, snowshoeing, hiking, outdoor survival camping, kayaking, whitewater rafting, so many different things. And you can actually get trained to be a trip leader as well. There is the second largest club on campus is the Ski and Snowbird Club. So you just pay for a membership. It's like $20 a year or $60 for all 4 years when you come in as a first year student, and you get amazing discounts on your season passes. You can go to Killington, Smuggs, Sugarbush, Stowe, Mad River Glen, Bolton Valley, and Jay Peak. They have the triple major, which is three mountains for $300, one of which is Bolton Valley. It's only half an hour away, and they have four nights of night skiing, which is really fun. And then the Stowe, that's one of the most expensive mountains around, but for students, it's around $400, which is for a regular season pass would be like $1,000. So it's really great, the discounts that we get. You get discounts at various snowboard and skiing equipment stores and apparel, and they have buses that go to the mountains on the weekend for free. You could also join the Grandma's Club, which is for students who like to wear comfortable clothing and drink tea and knit together. That is a legitimate club at UVM. So, like I said, there's anything and everything. You can also start your own club if you can't find something. You'll get approved by the Student Government Association, and you could also become an elected senator in the SGA, and they debate legislation throughout the year. Greek Life is about 8% of students on campus, so it's a small community, but they're extremely engaged and active. They log the most community service hours out of any of the other clubs on campus. They hold the majority of the leadership positions. I believe there are 11 fraternities and 9 sororities, and some of them have houses throughout Burlington, some don't, but they're just a very active community on campus.